Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan on a little bit of a rainy night here, rainy Monday, and I'm waiting for my cohorts to arrive. It looks like, whoops, Mark just showed up. Hang on. Mark, you there? Can you hear me?
Hello, Ann.
Hi, Mark. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm on the rainy east side, or is it raining on the west side?
At the moment, it seems to let up.
Oh, okay. So then we should have rain stop over on my side of the city in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I love rainy days. They make you want to sleep. They make you, and they make the plants happy, you know. I swear the plants in my window get all excited even. They're like, oh, it's raining out. It's raining out. We're going to get some more water. And we have a busy, and Kara, it looks like Heather just arrived. Heather, are you there?
Yes, hi. I'm Heather. I'm here from Ronan, Montana.
Yay. How's it out there in Ronan?
It's very hot and dry, and luckily we had a little bit of rain last week, so we're not as fire-prone, but the fires are really breaking out just west of us. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
From electrical strikes?
Electrical strikes on very dry, hot. You know, it's 130 degrees in Death Valley today.
I heard that.
Temperature.
Yeah, that's hot.
And, it's hot. And, you know, climate change is real, and we're seeing it. The 100-mile-an-hour winds in Iowa last week.
Iowa, right.
It was pretty disastrous. So
the fire nados. They call them fire nados. I'm like, wow, a hurricane made out of fire. That's kind of a scary concept.
Is that Mars and Aries squaring everything? Yes.
Mars and Aries, plus he's in a grand trine in fire. You know, there's a new moon tonight
tomorrow
night.
Fire
in a grand trine to the north node, too, or the south node in Aries, or in Zedge. So a lot of fire, yeah. And everybody's very passionate.
Amazing.
On top of it, you know, we have passion, we excitement, we have fiery stuff.
The Democratic convention is starting tonight, and sounds like it's starting off quite passionately. I just heard George Floyd's brother speak really in a deep, touching way at the beginning of it. So there's going to be some interesting gatherings as the convention begins in a new moon, and dark of the moon in Leo, and then new moon in Leo by the time they make the announcements. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then Virgo. And then Virgo, you know, which is how are we going
to
fix stuff? How are we going to work with things?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to actually do? I always feel happy when there's Virgo in the room. I mean, I know I'm a little biased because I am a Virgo, but I'm always like, oh, Virgo in the room. And Kamala has a lot of Virgo in her chart. So I'm like,
she does.
This woman works hard. We got a little Virgo gal going to D.C. Well, she's already there, but... So visionary work, let's get it done, and how do we fix things, you know, and Pluto now is in the Capricorn in the decan of Virgo, which is a lot about how do we do the work, you know, what's the work we have to do, and we also, when he went into Capricorn's decan, was the banks were too big to fail, and we had all that financial hoo-ha, then he was in Taurus, and that was the big bank heist, where they passed the tax cuts, now he's in Virgo, and he's like, hey, you got to take care of the people. You got to help the people here, and we already I think saw it a little bit with everybody getting all excited about them breaking the post office apart. I don't think they quite expected that reaction. But yeah, you know, it's how are we taking care of our people and why? You know, what does that look like? So, I think it's a really interesting moon to have the convention on from their perspective.
Yeah.
But a lot of fireworks, So. And I know I've been seeing it in my clients' lives. I've been seeing it certainly in my life. You know, people are at really big turning points and really thinking about major stuff about what they're going to do with their life. And in some cases, because of the Mars squaring the Jupiter and the Pluto, and then this week on the 24th, he squares Saturn, you know, with this frustration energy or this, you know, like, okay, how are we going to take action? What are we going to do? We have to do something, blah, 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 blah. That little underlying pulse, we get a little clarity this week, at least about what we know we want to do, right? And I think that's really probably the more important thing is we can't fix the world. We can't, but we can fix our little section in the world. And what do we want to do to make changes there? Because Mars is square to Pluto last week, and this week he's square Saturn. So he's in, and I'd read this recently, Heather, which and Mark, which I had not run into. You know, I know when they're trapped between the two planets, they're considered besieged. But I read some horary techniques. I think I was reading Lily, and they were like, no, when it's square, it's besieged too. So he's coming all loaded up with energy of transformation from Pluto, and he's going to Saturn, where he's saying, okay, let's what's the structure we're going to put in place to help this take place? So it's a really interesting time. And for everybody, I know a lot of people that are really feeling like they need to make profound changes in their life. I know, you know, I had my little round with COVID there, and it really makes you aware of, you know, what have you done with your life and what haven't you done and what do you want to still do? You know, so for many people, that energy is up. Or the other side of it, and I think we maybe need to talk a little bit about the despair. A lot of people are feeling very despairing.
That's and, the Saturn Mars square.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because I do think that's, you know, I just had a reading with someone and they were very despairing, you know, and I'm like, but, you know, you're a grand trident fire. Where's the fire guy? Where's the fire guy? And it's like, you know, so there is an element of despair.
I also think Venus just went into Cancer, and suddenly people are catching up with some emotional processing they hadn't done all week long, all month long, all summer
actually
long.
For 3 months,
And now that, you know, there's a lot of kind of, I'm hearing the emotional catch-up, the remembering of all this. And that Mars in Aries, it's sort of like a toddler running. As long as it's moving, it keeps its balance. But there's this, you know, when you can't move, when you can't go do what you want to do and run out and hug everybody and make things happen, the two responses are anger turned outward or anger turned inward. And, you know, and depression is anger turned inwards. And while we're feeling so frustrated on so many things, we're feeling like we've got 10 different things that are pulling us in 10 different directions as far as our responsibilities are concerned. I'm just seeing people feeling sad and giving up a little bit. But I think that's going to shift. And I think as soon as Mars pulls out a little bit and gets a little bit of room to breathe right before it turns retrograde and does it all two more times this year, we'll see a little bit more room to breathe.
So what do you say to the people that are despairing, Mark? Because you're always very, I always find you very wise on these kinds of aspects.
Well, it's really a matter of looking for the change. And, you know, the despairing is feeling you don't have the energy to go through with it. But what you need to do then is break it down and find a small step, just one thing. And just do that one thing. And don't think about the whole, everything that has to change. You know, because then you get confused because, you know, this has to change and that has to change and that has to change. And you can't do it all at once. So pick one step, one little thing, change that, and that's it for the day.
And celebrate that.
Yeah, be glad.
Because you did do that one thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If nothing else succeeds, don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, just do the one little thing. And then tomorrow there'll be another little thing. But don't try to fix the whole picture at once. Because that is despairing.
Well, it's overwhelming, too.
Yeah.
It just feels so big. But then it's not. If you just do one step and you go, well, I did that one step. That analogy reminds me of the, you know, it's a sunny day and the tide is out and there's a guy picking up starfish and throwing them in the ocean. And somebody says, what are you doing? He goes, well, you know, I'm saving the starfish, you know. It's going to dry out in the sun here. And the guy looks at the beach and he goes, look at this mess. There's like all these starfish, you know, you think you can save them all? And he's like, no, but he bends over, he picks one up, and he throws it. He goes, but I made a difference for that one. And I think that's what we have to focus on. I made a difference. I made a difference for that. And that's what I could do. You know, that's what I can do.
And the thing that astrology can help with is when you're picking that one thing to do, whether it's tossing the starfish or what, you can look at your chart and see what influences there are, and it helps you to decide where to start.
Yeah. Which is the starfish that's going to actually make it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What's that vision look like? Yeah.
And I would say also one of the problems with Neptune in Pisces right now, and this is for a decade, so it's nothing new, but it's something that we're really feeling it now, that we are so easily penetrated by other people's emotions.
Yeah.
And that feeling that the collective country is so anxious and sad and worried and all kinds of things, to notice that some of this may not be your own.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, COVID really affects the nervous system, and some people feel an incredible depression. They don't know they've had COVID. They may be asymptomatic, but they're still dealing with systemic depression that showed up out of nowhere. So notice the kind of the pool that we're all hovering in that has all these feelings, and choose to drop down underneath that and use your intuition to connect to the health of the earth and the happiness of the animals that are gallivanting around without human interaction and to feel, you know, the excitement of the years ahead of us that are different from what we've just been through. That there is connection, there are people doing good things, but it's a lot less urgent to our neurological system than the sadness, depression, and exhaustion that's in the milieu at the moment. So you kind of consciously have to drop into and celebrate it.
Right. And really kind of ground in it, because it really helps us feel less afloat or less adrift, maybe, adrift, afloat, not so grounded. also, because Jupiter and Pluto are at the same declination, it can make us feel very ungrounded because they're forming an aspect, but it's not an aspect we can actually see or feel, but we feel the energy of the overwhelm. And how do we work with, it can just feel very overwhelming. And what do we do with that overwhelming space? How do we work with that positively? Or just being aware that, I'm a little overwhelmed right now. I can't rescue every starfish, but I can do something for this particular moment, and that's all I can do.
Right.
Yeah. It's an interesting time. And the new moon is very juicy. It's sun, moon, Mercury. Apologize for my little coughing thing here. Sun, Moon, Mercury in Leo, and of course Mercury combusts the Sun, makes everybody think they're right, and they are, so don't argue with them, even if you don't agree with them, and it's trine to the Mars in Aries, kind of coming in, so that, it's a real push for creativity. There's a grand trine in fire, as we mentioned, with the fire nados, but that means there's a grand trine in your chart, too, wherever those fire planets are, and the Sun is in 26. And so Mars is going to, he's frustrated till next week on Monday, but he also he's figuring out how is he going to get over the fence, I always think of Mars square Saturn as being a little bit like a squirrel. My grandfather used to have these wars with squirrels. He and my grandmother were big birders, lots of bird feeders in the backyard. And, of course, the squirrels, as far as they're concerned, it's their food.
Food for squirrels.
And they spend all day long trying to figure out how to do it. And so one of the gifts we always gave my grandfather was squirrel-proof bird feeders.
Right.
I just want to say, for the record, there is no such thing as a squirrel-proof bird feeder.
No, there isn't.
But they had all these really interesting, creative things. and the squirrels mm-hmm. would master every one of them, right? And whether it was it would tip or they would fall off or they would go spiraling around. There was one that the squirrel rode it kind of like a merry-go-round, and when it stopped, it ran up the thing and then stopped, and it rode it like a merry, and then it rode. I mean, it was, you know, they were very inventive, but the squirrel sat there all day long every day trying to figure out how to get the bird feed, and it was getting it. And I think we have to all kind of recognize our inner squirrel wants to get the bird seed.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, if we're strategic in how we shake that feeder. So,
yeah, if you just take it as a challenge, there's an answer to every challenge.
There's an answer to every challenge.
Squirrels. Right. Squirrels.
And the squirrels do not give up. They're very clear, you know, so. But, yeah, it was always really interesting because he would get the bird feeder for Christmas and invariably the squirrels would beat it, you know. So
that's very funny. But he had fun watching it, I bet.
Well, it was, you know, I mean, he actually always had enough feed for the squirrels and stuff. But, you know, it was more the principle that was for the birds, not for the squirrels, you know. So. But as far as the squirrels were concerned, it's food. So it's for us.
Right. And it's just fun.
Yeah.
For them.
Mm-hmm. But really, there were some really interesting contraptions around, you know, keeping squirrels off the bird feeder.
Yeah, there's a wonderful, if you go NASA scientist and squirrel-proof bird feeder, there's a YouTube of a scientist who spent part of his COVID time trying to build this whole obstacle course to keep the squirrels from the food and then filmed how they beat it every time. And it
every
is hilarious.
Time.
It is hilarious. It's well worth it.
They're very smart
and
little
that
critters.
Ingenuity is quite powerful.
Yeah, especially when you want the bird feed. So we have to recognize we are right now having our little butts sat in the chair, but that doesn't mean we're going to sit in the chair for the rest of our life. It means, okay, we're going to figure out how we're going to get the squirrel food, you know, because it's out there. So it's good. But, yeah. But, yeah, so I would encourage everybody tomorrow night, Wednesday, Thursday on the Virgo moon to do a ritual. Try and skip Friday, Saturday because it's a Libra moon, and that's going to be a little crabby. But there's a Scorpio moon on Sunday, so you can do one then too. But, yeah, it's a good new moon, good creative new moon. A lot of really positive creative energy. So.
And
that
you
like
need
these.
To be seen and to be appreciated. So the more you can appreciate others, the more they will appreciate you. If you try to hug the spotlight, which is easy to do, and we know that our narcissist in chief will be doing some work on that, if you try to hug the spotlight, you alienate others. But if you share the spotlight, they will, you know, bathe you in glory. So it really is a time to kind of remember that Leo is the sign of the heart. It rules the heart and the heart chakra and the ability to just love and pour that out onto others, not just so they see you, but so they really are warmed by your warmth.
Right. And the more you can do it, the better, you know. And also to sit in your own warmth, you know, like really just kind of snuggle in and, you know, how do you need to be nurtured? You know, it's very much a, you know, Leo's sun, I always think of as it's, you know, it's like, well, we're supposed to sit in the backyard with a lemonade and watch the beach, watch the waves and watch the birds fly and the dragonflies and watch the tomatoes ripen. It's a time of creative nurturing, you know, sitting by a fire pit, sitting by a fireplace. And just nurturing yourself and saying, yeah, this makes me feel really creatively taken care of. So where do you need to do some of your own personal creative? I know I've been turning on Pandora and singing along with my childhood, you know.
Wonderful.
I think of someone and I go, okay, let's listen to them on Pandora. And then all these songs from that time frame come back up, you know. So finding that creative spot is really important. So, yeah, and how you take care of yourself there. So, good. Anything else you guys want to say about the week?
I would just say that right now is the last week of full Leo season, and Virgo's going to hit with, I wouldn't say with a vengeance, but we're going to suddenly lock into, I've got work to do this fall, or I need work to do this fall. So enjoy this week. Take, really savor those hot moments, because it's going to be cold soon enough.
Right. And the Virgo sun happens this week, too. Yeah. We shift into Virgo. I think it's on Saturday, right? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a call. We have 405-445. You're on the air. How are you? How can we help?
I'm good. Hi, how are you all? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Oh,
how are you?
Hi. I am good. My name is Sylvia, 4461. 5:51 a.m. Memphis, Tennessee.
5:51 a.m. Memphis, okay. Hey, Sylvia, what's your question today?
I was listening to you all, and it was just what I needed, so inspiring, so uplifting.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I needed that. Thank you. Mine is career. As I was sitting here listening to you all, my mind was like, why am I here in what am I supposed to be doing in this lifetime? You know, it's kind of like I've, I don't know, I guess I'll say stalled out. That's the best way I can put it at this moment. Stalled out or maybe doubtful. I don't know. I yield the floor. Yes.
I would go with stalled out. I think you start a whole new career cycle in December. So this is a wrap-up time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not as, it's maybe not as overt as other things, but as an Aries, April 4th, 1961, Aries need to have a plan, and right now you don't have one. It doesn't mean you're not going to get one again, but your chart's kind of like on pause, and you're having your Saturn return, which you've already had part one, part two. You're going to have a third part when we get to December. And at that point, you're born with Saturn and Jupiter joined, and they're going to meet up. And that period of time from 60 to 72 is a really juicy time for you because you shift, you finish your Saturn return, and then you start this whole new adventure. So right now you're kind of incubating is the way I would think of it. You can call it stalled out. I'll go with that too. It's not stalled out. It's on pause, but it's not done yet, but you don't really know what the new thing is. And you're not probably going to know until we get to the end of December. But in the meantime,
that's a good mantra to be saying.
Clues. Huh? Pardon?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that meditation, why am I here? And not as a rhetorical question, but what am I called to do? What is uniquely mine? What would feel good for me to do? What's on my bucket list? All of those are really good questions to have as Pluto squares your Venus on and off for the next couple of years. Your chart really wants to deal with something important. It doesn't do good with halfway things. So, look for a place where your ability to handle the fact that you hate to be bored and that you are really good in an emergency comes to the forward. Neptune's on your Mercury. You're in your second Saturn return. All these reasons are just sitting there. You're stalled out on the action in the outer world, but inwards it looks like you're in a kind of deep, transformative, thoughtful, feeling place. So, do that work as long as you can. Know that if you're going to stall out in the middle of a pandemic where no one's doing anything, it's a good time to stall out. Know that you're making great progress on the soul, and put that as the front burner. Like, what am I here to do? Not in a rhetorical question. Really ask yourself that.
Yeah, let yourself find all those starfish on the beach and throw them in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll work for you. Just the little acts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to make everything add up into something big. It will do that. But it'll start to do it as your Saturn return eases up December.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little hard where you are right now because the chart likes to know what the plan is, and there isn't a plan, right? So,
yeah,
that can be a little frustrating for your chart because it's like, what? No plan? I like a plan. It makes me happy. So it's about giving it permission to have a different agenda, and that's okay, you know. Also, are you doing anything like health-wise? You know, have you been making changes in your diet or in your health protocols?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, constantly work on it. Yes, constantly. Yes.
Mm. Okay, because those are those can also be partly tied to whatever the new career is going to be too. Are you finding that there are areas that you're interested in maybe learning more about, or is it more stuff that you're just doing to kind of make yourself take better care of yourself?
I think maybe a little of both because I was thinking about, like, should I consider going back to school for nutrition or check the college for the nutritional subject and go and check out the vocational school and see what type of subjects that courses that they offer that I would be interested in because both of them are in walking distance of where I live. More like college this way, vocational school that way. So
check
them both out and see which one you know you learn really well on the job doing. You know, you apprentice really well. So look for somebody doing things that's interesting. Go find out what their programs are. And what you think would take you, you know, you focus well, you do well when you can dive into a subject rather than be bored by it, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there. So this is a really good time for you to get some training in something that would interest you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also stuff with groups and kids. I don't know if you do any work with groups and kids or with helping young people or with helping, you know, because this is a very vibrant chart, meaning a lot of people look at you as a role model or a teacher. You know, you've got that very, with your moon in Aries, instinctively talking to your Scorpio, your Venus in Aries talking to your moon in Scorpio, there's like an instinctive understanding that your chart has. And you can't always articulate it, but it knows what to say or it knows what to do in when it's presented with a situation. So I think you want to watch for something like that comes in that it allows you to work with that energy that you have, which is kind of your knowing, you know, what I would call your knowing. You know, you kind of sit there and you know, and you go, well, I don't really know how I know, Anne. And I'm like, I know, but you know, right? And you're like, I do, I know. Okay, so then act on the knowing. Because that grand trine in water is really asking you to step up and act on the knowing. And all those messages that you get. You know, I would imagine your dreams are out of control right now with new ideas coming in and things you're supposed to be focusing on. So you're not stalled, you're not stalled, you're in receiving mode, Sylvia. So it's good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Maybe I'll check out psychology or counseling too.
You do that.
Yeah. That's the kind of teaching that works for you.
Say again, Mark, you broke up there. Say again. Yep.
Yeah, it's more. You're more of a guide than a teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, you'd be fabulous working with adolescents that have gotten themselves in trouble and are trying to get themselves out.
Yes.
Because you know, just fabulous at that. Really being there for people when they need it. So just, you know, that if there's a counseling program that, you know, just kind of think about how you could go about that.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Good luck.
Good.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you all. Thank you for healing. Thank you all. And Anne, thank you for healing and recovery and staying here with us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, I'm definitely on the road. It's just it's very weird. I have this kind of, you know, I'm used to my Mars just going 90 miles an hour, and now it goes, okay, 90 mm-hmm. miles an hour into the bed. We're going to the bed now. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
I'm the captive of my Mars.
To do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, bedtime, and I'm like, all right, I'm good. You know, and I was one of those kids that never went to bed, you know, like you have to go to bed now. I'm reading, I can't go to bed now. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed, I'll go to bed. So the British lady said we're done. So Ann Ortley is signing off from the bright red desk where we're having a lovely rainy little Monday night.
And it is. So I hope everybody has a wonderful week ahead, and put yourself in the center, and then share that center light under this new moon in Leo.
Okay. Thank you all for listening. And we'll catch you next week.
All right. Bye, everybody. Great. Take care.
Take care.
Okay. Bye. Okay.